Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. The 10 Principles of Transformation. Living with Self-Love and Spirit. Introduction. Why transformation matters today. Modern life is filled with noise, stress, and distraction. We live in a world of constant comparison, digital overload, and external pressure to meet unrealistic standards of success and happiness. In this environment, it is easy to feel disconnected from ourselves, from others, and from spirit. Anxiety, depression, addiction, and loneliness are widespread, often fueled by an unspoken crisis of self-worth. The 10 Principles of Transformation provide a healing alternative, a practical daily framework for restoring self-love, reclaiming personal power, and reconnecting to spirit. Inspired by the teachings of Louise Hay, these principles affirm that we are not victims of circumstance, but creators of our lives. At their heart lies a radical but simple truth. We are responsible. We have choice. We have the power, and we are divine beings capable of transformation. For people in today's society, embracing these principles is not a lofty spiritual exercise reserved for retreats. It is a daily necessity. The ability to authentically love oneself, to release limiting beliefs, and to live in connection with spirit is the antidote to the fragmentation and stress of modern living. Principle 1. I am responsible for everything I think, say, feel, do, and experience. Responsibility is the foundation of transformation. Louise Hay taught that we are each responsible for our thoughts, words, and actions, and therefore for the experiences we create. Responsibility does not mean blame. It means empowerment. In daily life, this principle liberates us from victimhood. Instead of saying, "The world makes me stressed," or "They made me angry," we learn to acknowledge, "I chose this response. I can choose differently." Practical application. Begin the day by affirming, "I am responsible for my thoughts today, and I choose love." When conflict arises, pause and ask, "How am I contributing to this? What can I shift in myself?" By taking responsibility, we shift from powerless to powerful, from reactive to creative. This is the first step toward authentic self-love. Principle 2, I choose everything that I experience. Choice is the partner of responsibility. Modern society often convinces us that we have no choice, that our circumstances, habits, or emotions dictate our lives. Addiction, anxiety, and hopelessness often thrive in this illusion of powerlessness. Yet every moment offers a new choice. The choice to breathe deeply instead of reacting in anger. The choice to speak with kindness rather than criticism. The choice to affirm life rather than despair. Louise Hay reminded us that affirmations are conscious choices to think new thoughts. Practical application. Replace "I have no choice" with "I always have a choice," even if it is small. Before bed, reflect, what choices today aligned with love? Which did not? Tomorrow, I will choose again. Choice gives us agency, and agency restores hope. Principle 3, I have the power to transform my experiences. Transformation is not only possible, it is inevitable when one commits to growth. Louise Hay often reminded us that the power that created the world is also within us. This principle is a call to recognize that our circumstances are not fixed. They are fluid, responsive to thought, belief, and love. Practical application. When faced with a challenge, repeat, "This situation is temporary. I have the power to transform it." Engage in one daily act of transformation, changing a negative thought into a positive affirmation, replacing self-criticism with self-encouragement, or shifting fear into trust. The power to transform turns obstacles into opportunities and despair into hope. Principle 4. My thoughts, beliefs, and words are very powerful and create all that I experience. This principle lies at the heart of Louise Hay's philosophy. "Every thought we think is creating our future," she often said. Words and beliefs are not passive. They are creative forces shaping our reality. In today's society, where negative self-talk and cultural messages of unworthiness are rampant, this principle is essential. If we constantly repeat, "I am not enough," or "I can't change," life will reflect those beliefs. If we affirm, "I am worthy of love and healing," reality begins to shift. Practical application. Practice mirror work. Look into your own eyes daily and say, "I love you. You are worthy." Replace complaints with gratitude statements. By choosing thoughts of love, we create experiences of love. Principle 5. My point of power is in the present moment. So many of us live trapped in the past or worried about the future. Addiction, regret, anxiety, and even success chasing all remove us from the only place transformation happens. Now, Louise Hay emphasized, the point of power is always in the present moment. Each breath, each choice, each thought in the present moment holds transformative potential. Practical application. Anchor into the present by asking, "What can I do with love right now?" When overwhelmed, focus only on today. "I do not need to solve everything forever. I only need to choose love in this moment." Living in the present moment makes transformation a daily, practical reality rather than an abstract goal. Principle 6. My thoughts, beliefs, and words create what I experience in my physical body. Louise Hay's pioneering work in mind-body healing revealed the deep connection between thought and health. Our bodies reflect our beliefs and emotions. Stress, anger, or guilt can manifest as illness. Peace, forgiveness, and self-love can foster healing. In modern society, where lifestyle-related illness and stress disorders are epidemic, this principle is profoundly relevant. Healing begins in thought and belief. Practical application. When illness or discomfort arises, gently ask, "What thought or emotion may be contributing to this? How can I shift it with love?" Use affirmations for healing. "I lovingly release the need for this condition. I am safe. I am well." By healing our inner world, we invite the body to reflect wholeness. Principle 7. I am always doing the best that I can with the knowledge, understanding, and awareness that I have in the present moment. This principle offers self-compassion, which is desperately needed in today's culture of perfectionism and comparison. Shame and self-criticism keep us trapped in cycles of inadequacy. Louise Hay taught that everyone is doing the best they can at any given time. When we accept this, we release harsh judgment of ourselves and others and make space for growth. Practical application. At the end of the day, affirm, "I did the best I could with what I knew." Tomorrow, I will know more and do better. When tempted to criticize yourself or others, replace judgment with compassion. This principle nurtures resilience and patience, both essential for transformation. Principle 8, I forgive, let go of the past, and live my life in the present moment. Forgiveness is the gateway to freedom. Carrying resentment or guilt keeps us chained to pain. Louise Hay often said, "We may not want to forgive, and yet the act of forgiveness is the key to healing." Modern life offers many opportunities for hurt, broken relationships, societal injustice, and personal regrets. But without forgiveness, the heart cannot fully heal or love. Practical application. Each night, release one resentment by affirming, "I forgive you and set you free. I forgive myself and set myself free." Engage in mirror work, forgiving yourself for past mistakes. Forgiveness clears the space for authentic self-love and deeper spiritual connection. Principle 9, I am fully committed to my transformation. Transformation requires consistency. Without commitment, change remains a wish rather than a reality. Commitment means daily practice, affirmations, meditation, self-reflection, journaling, or acts of kindness. Louise Hay emphasized the importance of repetition. New thought patterns are formed not by occasional insight, but by steady daily commitment. Practical application. Create a daily transformation routine. 10 minutes of affirmations, 5 minutes of mirror work, 10 minutes of meditation. When discouraged, reaffirm, "I am committed to my healing. I choose love again." Commitment ensures that transformation becomes a lifestyle rather than a temporary experiment. Principle 10, I am spirit, source, higher power, God. The final principle is the deepest, recognition of our divine essence. Beneath all roles, identities, and struggles, we are spiritual beings. Addiction, depression, and fear often stem from forgetting this truth. Louise Hay wrote, "We are all divine, magnificent expressions of life." When we remember that we are spirit, source, higher power, God, we no longer feel alone, powerless, or unworthy. We reconnect with the infinite source of love. Practical application. Begin the day with, "I am one with the power that created me. I am divine." Spend time in stillness or nature to reconnect with spirit. Use prayer or meditation not as a plea, but as communion with the higher power within. Living from spiritual awareness transforms fear into faith, separation into unity, and self-doubt into divine confidence. Integration, living the principles in daily modern life. Living the 10 principles of transformation is not about perfection. It is about practice. In the busyness of modern life, transformation happens in small, daily choices. Choosing responsibility instead of blame. Choosing present moment awareness instead of fear. Choosing affirmations of love instead of criticism. Choosing forgiveness instead of resentment. Choosing spirit instead of separation. Together, these choices cultivate authentic self-love and restore connection to source. They become practical tools for navigating work stress, family dynamics, financial uncertainty, and personal healing. The importance of self-love. At the heart of the 10 principles is the lesson of self-love. Without self-love, no amount of external success can bring peace. With self-love, even challenges become opportunities for growth. Self-love is not vanity. It is the recognition of our worth, our dignity, and our divinity. Louise Hay's mirror work, affirmations, and compassion practices are daily methods for cultivating authentic self-love. When we truly love ourselves, we treat our bodies with respect, our minds with care, and others with kindness. We become living demonstrations of transformation. Reconnection to spirit in modern times. Perhaps the greatest gift of the Ten Principles is the reminder that we are not separate from spirit, source, higher power, God. In today's secular, material-driven culture, many feel spiritually adrift. Yet the yearning for connection is universal. Living these principles is a daily act of reconnection to source. By affirming our divinity, practicing forgiveness, and choosing love, we realign with spirit. This reconnection is the foundation for inner peace and outer harmony. Our reconnection to spirit is not merely an intellectual idea or concept. Reconnecting is very practical and should be taken literally. As we transform, we come to love ourselves authentically. As we experience self-love, that love that we are experiencing is spirit, source, higher power, God. As we experience self-love, we connect with source and we become spirit. Conclusion: a daily path of love and transformation. The 10 principles of transformation, inspired by Louise Hay's teachings, provide a clear and practical path for modern living. They remind us that we are responsible and powerful. We always have choice. Our thoughts, beliefs, and words shape our lives. The present moment is our point of power. Forgiveness, compassion, and commitment transform us. At our core, we are divine beings connected to spirit. For those seeking healing, peace, or a deeper spiritual life, these principles are not abstract philosophy. They are daily practices of love. By living them, we learn to authentically love ourselves, reconnect to source, and transform not only our own lives, but also the world around us. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.